News, I'm Ben Thomas. Iran's intensified attacks on oil and natural gas facilities around the Persian Gulf in retaliation for an Israeli attack on its South Pars natural gas field. John Gambrell reports it's of great importance to the Islamic Republic.
80% of all electricity generated by Iran relies on natural gas. Iranians use it for heating their homes and cooking food. This is crucial for Iran, particularly as its theocracy is pushed ever closer to the edge by a series of Israeli and American airstrikes that have decimated its military, as well as seen top leaders in the country killed. That's why Iran has retaliated with these attacks on the oil infrastructure, on the natural gas infrastructure. And while the Strait of Hormuz is sort of closed right now because of these Iranian attacks, anything that does this much damage to oil and natural gas fields will mean that after this war is over, whenever that is, it will take even longer for those supplies to enter the global market, meaning energy prices could remain elevated for some time.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke about Israel's attack on that gas field.
Fact number one, Israel acted alone against the Shalawiya gas compound. Fact number two, President Trump asked us to hold off on future attacks, and we're holding out.
A senior administration official tells AP the Pentagon's asking Congress for an additional $200 billion for the Iran war. President Trump was asked about that.
Well, we're asking for a lot of reasons beyond even what we're talking about in Iran. This is a very volatile world.
California's governor is supporting a proposal to rename Cesar Chavez Day following stunning abuse allegations against the revered labor leader. Gavin Newsom says he will move quickly on legislation if it passes to rename March 31st as Farm Workers Day. And ABC's canceled The Bachelorette season starring Taylor Frankie Paul after a video surfaced of an altercation with her ex. This is AP News. Seth Sutel has the AP Markets Report.
Stocks pared their losses on Wall Street as an early spike in crude oil prices eased up later in the day. The roller coaster ride for oil prices underscored how they're dictating where financial markets and maybe even the economy are heading. The S&P 500 fell 0.3% Thursday. The index had been down as much as 1% earlier. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 203 points. That's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.3%. Markets in Europe and Asia had much bigger losses when oil prices were higher earlier in the day. If oil prices stay high, the worry is that they could cause inflation to rip higher around the world. Seth Sutel, New York.
Jobless claims fell last week. Meanwhile, mortgage rates have risen. Freddie Mac puts the average 30-year at 6.22%. There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.